The Landlady, the Tenant, and the Friend. Narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Naked Pleasure, by Blefiol. It was a hot summer day. I was sunbathing on the beach, wearing only my bikini bottom. I was topless, which isn't uncommon nowadays. My breasts are small, perky, round, and beautiful. As you can tell, I'm quite proud of them. There were a few families with kids to my left, but they were so peaceful and quiet that they didn't bother me at all. I actually fell asleep, there, where I was lying. And when I woke, they had all left. It was still awfully warm, and since I was alone, I took the chance to take off my panties as well. I went down to the water's edge and lay down so that the cool, small waves brushed against my back. As I lay there like that, completely naked, I began to think of my plans for the night and got quite turned on. I thought about the fact that I'd finally get to experience girl-on-girl sex, which was something I'd been dreaming of for a long time. I had met Mona out in the city. We had immediately been attracted to each other, but both of us were hanging out with our boyfriends and some friends, so we didn't dare do anything about it that night. I turned over onto my stomach and felt the low waves tickle my tits, making my nipples stiffen. I began to fantasize on what Mona and I would do later that night in the hotel room, and I began to touch myself. I masturbated right there, in the sand on the water's edge, naked. After a while, I was even more aroused, and without thinking about where I was, I stood up and bent over, with one hand on my pussy and the other on my breasts. I got completely carried away towards my orgasm. It didn't take long before I climaxed. While I was shaking and moaning out loud, I suddenly woke up to the real world and saw a handsome man standing in front of me. He was also naked, and he was jerking off and groaning while he looked at me. At first, I was embarrassed, but I soon got turned on again and began to pleasure myself too while I looked at him. At the end, I cried in a hoarse voice, "I'm coming," and stood up and moaned. This spurred him on as well, and he came, almost spraying on my stomach. We went for a swim together to wash up, but our bodies were hungry for more, so we embraced each other on the water's edge and began to make out, passionately and intensely. While we were at it, we heard someone clear their throat. We both jumped. Then I relaxed as soon as I recognized my boyfriend's familiar, warm laugh, and I smiled as I introduced the two of them to each other. Unsurprisingly, he asked whether we wanted to have a threesome, and all three of us did. After a while, the air became cooler. Plus, I was supposed to meet Mona soon. So we all went back to my place. I got ready to meet Mona while the men began to cook dinner, something they both would enjoy. It was just the beginning of a thrilling and lovely night. I had just stepped inside the hotel lobby when Mona got out of the cab. We smiled at each other, walked in, and got a key. We were just barely inside the room when we threw ourselves at each other and began to make out.